Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Can somebody hit rock bottom and decide to stay there?
Yeah, I mean, people do hit rock bottom and decide to stay there. And then they have to go through, like, I feel like in learning astrology that it's like, it's almost like that planetary shift. So I'm like another 10 years or whatever. They actually stay there in that place for a long period of time before they go through a cycle of behaviors. And then it starts all over again. Then they're like, okay, I'm sick and tired of this. I just went through another 10 years of it. What am I going to do? I got to change it. And then that energy does come back up, and then rock bottom happens again. And then it's like a whole cycle, a behavioral cycle that goes back through from the beginning. And it starts over. And then they get faced again with that place and that road where they have to choose, do I want to take that long, hard road that looks horrible and hard and like dreadful? But once I get through it, once you get to a certain point and you feel like how great it feels to like that you took this road, and that's what keeps pushing you and keeps giving you the energy and the motivation to like keep going actually. And then, yeah, you can do it. But you, again, once you hit that fork again, you can choose to like go back, stay in that same pattern of behavior. But then it's again a perpetual cycle, another 10 years or whatever it is that you go through it. You don't have to, it doesn't always have to take 10 years, but
I got a question for you. You just said that all willy nilly. Is what you said actually easy?
I mean,
as in if getting out of rock bottom, is that an easy journey? Or is it difficult and painful?
No, it's difficult and painful. It's not an easy journey to like get out of rock bottom at all. It's hard. It's lonely. It's, you have to like change everything about your life. Like, and generally it's the people, because we attach ourselves to people to like fulfill certain things about us. And then that's where behavior starts happening. So it's hard to recognize those things within us because we think that those are like safe places. So
when it comes to change, would you say it's a difficult and painful road?
Absolutely, change is a difficult and painful road.
So why should somebody choose a difficult and painful road, then?
Because when you choose that difficult, painful road, there's a reward.
Think about what you're saying, what we're saying. Man, it's painful, it's difficult, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Why should somebody choose that?
Because they desire something better. They want something different. They're tired of feeling that way and they want to feel something different.
So to feel something different and better, I gotta walk through pain?
Yeah, we do have to walk through the pain. You have to walk through a place that's unfamiliar. The painful place is the unfamiliar. It's like that fear thing, right? It's going to those like places you've never been before. Going into your painful places is that.
You also said something else that in your thing. You said lonely. It's a lonely road.
Mm-hmm.
How so? Well, why? Or do you think that lonely road is needed?
Oh, yeah, all those can be answered, I guess, in one. But you have to be lonely. I think it's definitely needed. It's absolutely needed. You have to like go through a period of like taking yourself away from everybody so you can like go inside of yourself and see who you are. It takes like being away from other people's like judgments. And sometimes when you do things, people say things to you that make you feel like, why am I doing this? Which would be maybe meditating. And if you share those things with people, they do make fun of you, which makes you stop doing it. It does like make it harder for you to actually get to that point of like self-actualization by listening to other people. So you do have to kind of isolate for a short period to shift your inner awareness.
Isolate to be able to harden yourself up to take take the criticism while you walk that lonely road?
Yes. Because you don't have to, but learning to like love yourself, to be okay with whatever the other projections are, it does, that is like a process, you know, and getting to that point does require like shifting things about your inside, which is lonely.
On this painful, lonely journey out of rock bottom, will you see anybody on that same road? Will you meet anybody on that journey?
I mean, absolutely. Like, life doesn't stop living. So when you're like, are in that place of like shifting and changing your inner energy, it does make you actually, you're changing and you don't even know that it's happening. And you're projecting out this like different kind of person while you're in work or in public places, and you do start meeting different people, even while you're on the phone and even in this atmosphere. Like, this is the same thing as if you would go out there and be around other people. Like, you do start attracting similar energy and becoming, that's how you start becoming a different kind of group. And becoming around different people and changing. And then you see, like, you understand that everybody's not like your family or that group of people that are judgmental and put you down or whatever makes you feel insecure about yourself and not how all those things that we go through that kind of hold us back sometimes.
So on your way out of the road out of rock bottom, you will meet people on your journey who will help push you to keep going and then end up being more like family than your real family? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that is what I just said. And when we share our stories, I feel like because we are supposed to, that helps other people. And then we meet other people that have similar stories or similar gifts or lives or... And yeah, it does help to have like a network or a group of people to have like.
Why on this lonely journey out of rock bottom do you think the universe sends people your way?
Because sometimes you need messages and you don't really know like how to get them. And sometimes when you're like yelling out for like crying out or whatever for shift and change, we don't know how it's actually gonna come, the messages. We don't know. And it comes through other people. Like, the universe does have to send other people to give us those messages.
So universe uses people as channels?
Exactly.
To deliver messages?
Correct.
Do people miss these messages?
Absolutely, people miss the messages. The
why? Why?
Well, I feel like why is because they've learned their minds are closed off to other possibilities or the signs. They're not open to the signs. Or when we feel a sense of anxiety or worry, that like is a way that we close off being able to hear and see the signs that are around us. So like when we're unbalanced and you don't like reset yourself and be open for them, then you miss them.
Would you say one of the biggest reasons why people miss channel messages and signs is because lack of being present in the moment?
Correct.
Is being present in the moment hard?
I mean, it is at first until you understand how to walk that way, and then it just becomes natural. Like when you get up and brush your teeth, or when you go to the bathroom and you wipe your butt, like being present does become like that if you practice it. Like you have to teach yourself it though, because like that wasn't like a behavior taught.
Is being present important?
I mean, it's necessary to like be able to change. That is like what the isolation period is about, is like learning how to be present. So that's exactly Yeah, it is necessary. And there's different ways.
You have to practice being present.
Correct. How do you practice being present?
That's what I was about to ask you.
I mean, you could practice being present through meditation. You could practice being present through exercise. You can practice being present just like walking out in nature. For sure, like, it's a type of like daily ritual type thing that you need to do to like turn on your inner awareness. Like, presence is how you get inner aware.
Why does somebody need to be inner aware of their inners, to have inner awareness? What's the purpose of that?
Well, that's like the inner awareness is how we start learning the self-actualization, like who we are. And that is the first step to recognizing the patterns of behavior that we want to change about ourselves. So that's actually what you're working on, right? You're going inside you and saying, recognizing things about you and self-acceptance. That's where the aha, that's who I am. And then that is the pattern of thinking that I have to change about me, because that's why we like emotionally eat, is generally because there's some sort of like deep-rooted pattern of thinking that we're not consciously aware of. So when you're not inner aware, you can't really get to that pattern thinking that you have to change and reprogram, because that's really what the ultimate thing is like the subconscious connecting. That's what you're changing, is your thought patterns that were either learned from like something that happened in your childhood, or generally is how it is, right? Like you learn it through childhood behavior. It's some type of thing that you have to shift. You get there by inner awareness.
Critiquing your childhood, is that placing judgment on your parents?
I mean, generally, we already are judging our parents. That's what got us to that point. So it's actually it's more of an accepting part thing. At the beginning, you're judging your parents, but when you recognize those things about who you are and who they are, then it's accepting them. So once you get to
just because you judge your parents, does that mean you don't love them?
No, it doesn't mean that. And we kind of have to. Like, I mean, not all judgment is bad, right? Like, judgment is what keeps us safe. So it's almost necessary. It's what you do with the information that is sequential to what happened. So if you judge, you get the information. If you take out the emotion when you receive the information and look at it from an unbiased stance, then we don't attach anything to it. We don't attach that emotion like, oh, my parents abandoned me. Well, no, they had to go to work. Like, sometimes the things that we think is happening isn't actually happening. But if we detached our emotion from that situation and looked at it from an unbiased way, then we could see it better.
Would that fall under the category of what you just said? No, my parents didn't leave me, they had to go to work.
Yeah.
Is that perspective?
Yes, right. Yeah.
So people need to work on, once you go in, at that point you can start judging and looking at and evaluating the perspective that you've been looking at the world from.
Yeah, that's the inner lens, right? And when you like silence the outside and go in, then that's when you turn on that inner lens, like close your eyes and look from the inside. Then that is when you shift your perspective. That's how you get there, because then you accept things and you realize and all those other adjectives that we can use for the situation. Mm-hmm. And like, even though like our parents maybe did do things that weren't so great and wonderful, but we have to have like a sense of compassion. I feel like that's where the compassion comes in. Like when my heart opened up and my heart chakra, that's when I felt more compassion for like my mom, like allowing things that made me have like issues because of it. Right. But I was like, oh, okay. It made more sense. And I was able to accept.
All right. What is the reward for someone walking this painful, lonely, long journey?
I mean, it's peace and happiness. I have a sense of peace, like, you know? And I feel like for me, the reward was, that was what success was, getting through that. And that was my definition of success. And from this point on, everything I do is an accomplishment. So that was like my motivation to just do whatever I want. Like, I try new things and explore. But it was my peace. And yeah. That's what it is. Peace is good.
So peace, joy,
love.
Mm-hmm. Is that, could I say, if the road out of the rock bottom, although it's a painful, lonely, long journey, there's a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow?
Yeah, for sure. That's how I feel. Like a little leprechaun. Whee!
Do you feel lucky?
I do feel lucky. Every day I feel lucky.
All right. Well, any last words to me on what we've been talking about?
Well, I feel
like... How would you wrap it all up in a bow?
How would I wrap it all up?
Yeah.
I would wrap it up as embrace the journey and find joy in every moment along the way, even as hard and painful as it is. Smile and find joy in it. Because it's worth it when you get through it all.
Well, it kind of stopped raining and the dogs ain't been out.
So you got to go take them out?
That and eat and all of that.
Thanks for this. That actually, I've been, I appreciate this.
Oh, no problem. No problem. It felt like you got a release?
Well, I you know, I've been like in school and I've been like studying stuff. So I felt like I would put some things together. Well, yeah, in my release.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Glad you got it out.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Have a good day.
All right.
Bye, Hart. Bye, Sonny. Bye, Kelly.
Bye. And y'all know how I end this. Know thyself. Balance your energy.
And release.
'Like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.